Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello. Happy Wednesday, everyone. How is everybody feeling? So, okay, another Wednesday. I know I'm not the only one when I share the sentiment that life genuinely feels like it's flying by super fast and it's crazy. It's like every time I turn around, it's Sunday again, or Wednesday again, which I like Wednesdays because it's when I get to connect with you guys. So little update, as you guys know, I have been on TikTok. Now, it has been a very beautiful experience for me so far. So initially, I had TikTok like a while back. I almost want to go as far as saying like 3 years ago, because I remember in 2019 having it and I loved it because I was able to act out in little skits and stuff like that, you know, like that sort of thing. And as TikTok has evolved, you know, there's different types of content on there. Now you can, you know, post things that are just your voice and things like that, which is something that I have never done before. I've always posted content that was a voiceover or more solely entertainment based in nature. And I did a fast with one of my friends from church. And first day of the fast, I decided, you know what, let me just upload a TikTok and share what's on my mind. It's about time that I upload something that's, you know, of my own voice and to utilize this platform and just to see, you know, who it reaches. And to my surprise, like one of the videos did really well, which happened to be the first video that I did. And I was like, oh, wow, that was really, really fast. That was really cool. And then on the fifth day of my fast, I decided, oh, let me do another TikTok video. Now, I'm telling a very short, condensed version. All right, fine. Like, I'm going to tell you guys a story. So I, one of my best friends in the entire universe, Justine, you guys know, we were supposed to meet up for her brunch. And I woke up, I wasn't really feeling well. I was super congested. And it's crazy how fast I got over that little cold because, I mean, this must have lasted me maybe only 3 days. And by Sunday, literally, I was already completely fine. And even yesterday, my voice sounded more congested than it does today. So today, I have to say, is the first day where I am completely fine, where you don't hear as much congestion. Yesterday, I felt fine, but you can still hear the congestion. But Saturday specifically, I wasn't really feeling all that great. So I was already running late, super slow. I mean, when I tell you running late, I mean like legitimately running late. I don't mean 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm talking over an hour. So long story short, I'm driving into the city, which is taking me, for whatever reason, almost 2 hours. That has never happened before. And so I knew something was up because the route that it was taking me was so weird. Like, I just knew that this was not correct. I now know in hindsight that anytime something like that happens, it means that there's a lot of traffic, like in general. So I get to the city, can't find parking there. I did find something up the block, but they were telling me that they were basically going to charge me like over $100. I live in New York and I have never in my entire life witnessed the city be that busy in my entire existence. I am someone that has grown up going to the city all of the time, especially with my parents. School nights, everything. Manhattan was not a special occasion for like my family and I growing up. It was the norm pretty much. So I say that as context because I have never seen it that busy in my life. It was so uncomfortable and congested. So when I get to the city, I realize like, okay, like this is ridiculous. I can't find parking there. The place that I wanted to park, they want to charge me over $100. I don't even know how long I'm going to be at the restaurant that we're staying in. So I have to keep going. By the time I keep driving, I'm already in Times Square. I'm very confused. I'm like, wait a second. How, like, I have to turn back around. So I call one of my friends and she's like, oh, I have plans. And then my other friend had something else to do. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know that this was going to be just this. I thought it was going to be more of an all day thing. So I call Justine and I'm like, hey, I can't find parking, but let me circle back and see if I can find something on my way to you. So I'm making an attempt to circle back to her. And then I'm realizing the time keeps on increasing. So first it was like 15 minutes. That's fine. Then it was 26 minutes. I'm like, all right, that's kind of cutting it, but whatever. And then it was 30 minutes. That's when I started to get irritated because the time kept on increasing for me to go right back where I originally was. And all of the right turns were cut off by traffic controllers because of how many people were in the city. So it was taking extra long to get any and everywhere. I'm like, right, this is ridiculous. Mind you, I wanted to at least give her her gift and get my food. Long story short, I ended up literally having to go back home. I did not even see her, literally at all. I was obviously super upset. It was nobody's fault, you know, but there was literally nowhere for me to even park. It was not an option for me at all. And the vast majority of everyone that was there, they all took like Ubers and things like that. I'm the only one that drove into there from where I live. So they didn't have to really worry about that, but everything was inflated. Uber prices and everything was super expensive. I was so overwhelmed. And then I was like, you know what? Let me try one more time to head over to her. Now it's talking about over 40 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go home. So I'm thinking to myself, God, what was the meaning of this? I literally spent all day doing this. I left my house at 2, didn't get to the city till 4, like on the dot. I didn't get home to where I was till like 7-ish. Like, all this consumed all of my day between getting ready, being there, driving around the city aimlessly, literally for nothing, just to sit in my car. I did not even physically get out of my car. That's how insane this was. So I'm obviously like very, very upset and irritated. So when I get back home, I'm just sitting in my car and I'm like, all right, my makeup's already done and everything. Like, let me at least just make some TikTok. So I made a TikTok, and first one I made literally ends up like going kind of viral. And I talked about trusting in divine separation. And it's interesting because the things that I felt led to talk about on TikTok have been so far all about spiritual things and my faith in God. And that's what this podcast, as you guys can see, is about. The fact that every single thing is spiritual. So this can be played out into a million different scenarios. So number one being, let's just say you encounter someone that doesn't like you and you've done nothing to this person. You haven't even hung out with this person. Like, they just, you can tell it's an energy that exists beyond you. Okay. And like I've said in my last YouTube video, it's not so much that we even want to be liked, because of course everyone wants to be liked. It's that we want people that don't like us to like us. Why? Because it feels uncomfortable when people dislike you, especially when it's for no reason. And one thing that I have learned that has been a major theme this year is that it's all spiritual. These circumstances, patterns, things that are drawn to you are all drawn to you for a reason. Experiences happen, whatever, because of the fact that it is all spiritual. So this should shift your perception into thinking, okay, well, if I know that this is either genuinely a lesson or a blessing, how am I going to handle it moving forward? And this is why we feel so confused when you're not tapped in to taking heed and yielding to what the spirit is telling you. Of course, you're going to feel super confused and you're genuinely not going to have an understanding. This is why I believe in the supernatural, because I do recall there was a guy that I was dating. We all know that lawyer guy that I was dating a while back, like a long time ago now, praise his holy name. And it was just after a while, the circumstances just became supernatural in nature. I'm not even exaggerating, to where not only was I dimming myself down, dimming my light so that I could be as like invisible as possible so that he would not be upset by anything, my existence practically, that we were still managing to get into arguments, or he was arguing with himself essentially. And I could not understand why, no matter what I did or did not do, it's like things would still happen. Like, and I just got so frustrated and I felt so powerless to the dynamic because I'm thinking, how is this possible that I am not even a fraction of myself in any capacity and you're still managing to find some way to be offended by my existence pretty much? How is that possible? And I realize in hindsight, it is just spiritual. Anytime you have a pattern of people making you feel like you have to do anything, namely for me, dimming my light, not feeling like I can be show up as all of myself in any dynamic, is an energy, or it's, again, it's spiritual. It's an energy beyond you. Even looking back to being in school, people grow up from all different, come from all different environments and things like that. And when you're in high school, you're trying to find your tribe, right? People that you feel like you can relate to. And I stand firm on this. People in high school, middle school are a direct reflection of what is going on in their home. Direct reflection. And me growing up in a Christian household, I'm going to church like four times a week. I grew up living a very sheltered life. And to some degree, that has helped me. And then in other ways, it has made me naive to like how crazy or evil people can really be, because these are not things that were ever present in me characteristically or anything. And it was always difficult for me to battle with, is like, why doesn't this person like me? Like, I genuinely don't understand. Like, I didn't do anything. Like, so I would overcompensate, right? By going out of my way to be super accommodating to them, be super nice to them. But I was walking on eggshells because I wasn't able to just be me. It was literally as though my existence bothered them. And so I had to alter that person who I really was so that it can make them feel like, hey, there's space for you too. Enough. We are absolutely not participating in ridiculous activities like that. And that's why I mentioned that happened to me in high school, because in my later 20s now, that absolutely doesn't exist. And yeah, so you have to learn through experience sometimes. And for me, in coming to terms with the fact that, hey, no matter what you do, there will be people, circumstances beyond your understanding that just are. There will be people that just don't like you. And you know what it is? They don't like the anointing that you have. That's like, I saw Pastor T.D. Jakes say that exact quote where he was saying, it's not that people don't like you. They don't like the anointing that's in you. They don't like that there's something different about you. It highlights, it triggers them. You're so comfortable being yourself that it makes them uncomfortable. So what do? They slap a label on it because it makes them feel like, ooh, I feel comfortable with this because I just labeled it. So when I was in high school and I dressed up all the time, I wore heels to class, like all these things, to some people, they thought, oh my gosh, Aisha, I love the way you dress. You dress so amazing. And other people, it's, why do you care what you wear to school? This is so weird. Like, why do you dress up like you're actually going somewhere? And I'm innocently thinking, why does it bother you? I'm not asking you why you literally look like garbage and you're wearing pajamas to school. I'm not asking why your lack of effort coming to school is a problem for me. But why is it that my effort coming to school is a problem for you? It's always interesting, huh, how that works, right? That is very interesting. Like, when it comes to having standards in life in general, it's always the people that can't even fathom whatever your reality is or the standards you have for yourself. So they have to bring it down. They have to make it seem like it's weird. No, stay in your lane. I'm not over in your lane. Why are you in mine? It's people that are always in the wrong lane that always have a lot to say. Get out of this lane, mind your business, and move on with your life. I don't care what it is that you woulda, coulda, shoulda, don't really want to do. Kind of reminds me of that TikTok, right? Where this girl was like, oh my gosh, you wear so much makeup. Wow, like I could never wear that much makeup. And then the person says, like, I know, Karen, I know. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a TikTok. It's not new. It's really old. And that just reminds me of people like that, where it's like they always have something to say about something. It's like, we don't care. We genuinely don't care. And to be very honest with you, I do not appreciate super opinionated people, to be honest. I really, because at a certain point, it's like, all right, the threshold has been reached. Like, we just don't want to deal with it anymore. Like, we don't care. And you don't have to always vocalize and verbalize every single thing or passing thought that comes through your head. It's like, where is the self-control here? Like, there needs to be an off button. So I say all that to say that that's just a example of one of the ways that everything is spiritual, is that people are going to have an issue with you and you don't even need to do anything. You being yourself is already offensive to them. That's how you know that, one, you need to keep distance, because, and this is very serious, especially as it pertains to friendships, like in general, because this is not funny. Look at what happened to that case of Shaquella Robinson, where I'm sure, I obviously, I cannot speak for her, but I'm sure that there were signs here and there of her friends probably making comments that showed the fact that they had issues with her, that they picked on her. Because it's always little things before they turn into big things. If you guys just heard music in the background, I'm so sorry. So yes, like I was saying, little things always turn into big situations. And it's when you constantly ignore that you find yourself thinking that you are feeling blindsided by something, but you're really not. You really know what's up. Pay attention to these little comments, especially because we live in a world now where you gotta pay attention to what's around you, because clearly it can cost you your life. And so there is no such thing as a fair fight these days, angels. People are, you know, they'll do anything to harm you, kill you. Like, jealousy is as cruel as the grave. That is literally a biblical verse. And that reigns true. When you are someone that is an envious and jealous person, okay, it can literally lead you to do things. Why? Because like I said, everything is spiritual. And when you open up the door and allow yourself to be used by these negative forces, to us, they seem like just emotions, whatever. But they are negative forces, because not a single person I've ever heard that's envious of someone says, wow, this envy has really made me want to just be such a positive person. No, when you're envious of someone, you want to take what they have. You want to make sure that you do everything you can to bring them down. That's what that does. And you, and who you become as a result of allowing yourself to be used by negative forces like that is a horrible person. And to think that people are out here really, like, with the option of becoming anything in the world, you choose to be a hater, you choose to be jealous, you choose to bring people down, and you don't think in any capacity that that's going to come back to you. And I saw something on TikTok the other day that I loved, where it said that the reason why in the Bible it says that vengeance is the Lord's, and why, you guys know I do not believe in revenge with anything, is because every single thing that people do to you, they're going to get back tenfold. There is a quote from a movie, I think, and I don't remember which one it is, where it says, everything you tried to do to me is already done to you. And that is comforting enough, which is why I don't ever try and get even with people, because there's no such thing. To get even with someone that's already low means you gotta get lower than them, okay? There's no even thing when it comes to doing wrong. to being in a negative frequency, to allowing yourself to be used by negative and dark forces, which is what that does. And people don't realize the gravity of these things. It absolutely matters. This entire year, let's not pretend that it was spiritual for us. It was spiritual. It should have made you realize old patterns, relationships, things that were not working for you that we are leaving in 2022 once and for all, so that we can really push ourselves into, catapult ourselves into 2023. I mean, seriously, whoever's not getting with it, well, whatever. I don't even know what to say to them. But when you've truly had enough and you truly want to change, you're going to do whatever it takes. We're not trying on these whatever eras as personalities and new things to just do. No, be about that. Be about that. I'm in this era. I'm in that era. Eras don't last. This is why, what did Coco Chanel say? In a trendy world, always remain classic or something like that, which is one of my literal favorite quotes. That's what matters. Trends die, but what remains is your character. Your character and personality is different from character. You can like someone's personality, but you don't know their character. Ooh, let that sink in. Not everyone's personality, no matter how great it comes across, has great character. There is a difference. So until you discover people's character, that friend, that relationship, that guy that you want to pursue, that girl that you want to pursue, think about their character, because personalities also do change. I am, for the most part, an extroverted person, but there are scenarios where I feel like I want to be quiet. I am more introverted. That's a personality shift right then and there, where it's like, I don't really, you know, I'm not really feeling too talkative today. So that's not my personality, like at the moment, you know, but my character remains the same. And, you know, in fact, let's look at the definition of this, shall we? So think about it like this. Character and personality traits, this is how it's kind of defined. Character and personality are both used to describe someone's behaviors. The two examine different aspects of that individual. One's personality is more visible, while one's character is revealed over time. So personality is based on or focuses on how you appear to be, right? Your character is based on principles. It focuses on how you actually are. So for personality, this revolves around your communication, your image. Character is your integrity, your compassion, your responsibility. So, and again, character gets revealed over time, which is why no matter who you try to pretend to be, it won't be sustainable, because your character is going to reveal itself. So consider that when you are in relationships, that your character is what, that person's character is what matters. In all of the relationships that you're in, both platonic and romantic, you have to make sure that you have characters that are harmonious, that you have the same integrity as that individual or those individuals, because you're not always going to have the same personality as someone else. You know, you don't necessarily need to do that. All my friends and I have a bunch of different personalities. And the reason why we get along so great is because our character is very, very compatible. All of our characters, we have a lot of the same morals, values, integrity, compassion, the list goes on, and that's what makes it last. And these positive things, positive characteristics, okay, come from great fruits of the spirit. And so, moving on, when you find yourself in a situation where someone is making you feel like you're questioning everything about them, you're confused, you don't really know what to do, you don't know how to respond, that's an answer. Confusion is a breeding ground for deception. No one that genuinely loves and cares for you is going to be okay with you not knowing it. People that genuinely love and care for you are going to come from a place of wanting to understand what you did, what you said, rather than respond to it and not even care about how they make you feel. Think about that for a second. So all of the times where you feel like, oh my gosh, I just can't let this guy go. I can't let this situation go. And so you start to get into the mode of trying to prove yourself because you just feel like if they could just really see me as I am. Like, you ever have that feeling that if this person could just really give me a chance to just see who I really am, I'm sure that they wouldn't behave this way. But if they cannot see who you are, they're not for you. And this directly corresponds with why they say rejection is protection. If everyone saw your value, that would actually be a problem. Because now, if everyone knows, wow, I really, and some people, yeah, sometimes the wrong people, they do hold on to you for different reasons and they still may not be the person for you because they do realize selfishly, oh, I want to keep this person locked down because I don't want anyone else to have them. That's a different scenario. But anyways, when you find yourself in these types of scenarios where people just don't see you for who you are, it's almost like you're limited to performing within the confinement of however they see you, then that is a form of protection. You don't want every and anybody to see you. And this is the thing we have to accept. You don't want everyone to see you just because you like them. Because the right person that's meant for you, the right people, the right friends that are supposed to be in your life, it's going to flow organically. It's not going to be a matter of you having to force anything, you having to pretend to be someone that you're not, because it's not sustainable. The real you is always going to show up anyway. So you either make the tough decisions now or you pay later in life. And it's always worse when it's later. Always. And this is why we have to be so intentional about what we allow into our lives, who we allow ourselves to exchange energy with. And yes, this is why fundamentally I had this thought and I said to myself, isn't it interesting that God tells us not to do and participate in certain things? All right, this is multi-layered. So one, if the devil comes, not if, we know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? What is the easiest way to do it? Through your mind. Because why? Your mind is going to affect your actions. You start overthinking, overanalyzing, whatever it is, you're going to act on those thoughts that are consuming you. That's what it is. It's a battle of your mind. That just goes to show that it is spiritual. When you feel such a connection and stronghold over someone and you are always just wondering, what if, what other ways could I have done this to be liked, do something different, like nothing. The answer is nothing. And that should honestly bring you great peace in knowing that there was no other way, no other outcome that the situation could have turned out. That person is not meant to be in your life, no matter how difficult that is. And a lot of us find ourselves angry at the wrong things. You're really like angry at the wrong, whatever it is that's playing out in your head is not, it's not it. We're angry at the wrong things. It's easy to be angry, right? But being angry at the right things is where we don't really pay attention to, or is what we don't really pay attention to. So back to what I was saying in regards to being told, like, let's just make it about biblical principle, not to participate in certain things. There's a reason why we are told that. So essentially, it's just basically God warning us or trying to prevent us from getting hurt. This is why, and I don't care whether or not it's controversial to people, why they say that engaging in premarital intimacy is, they say not to do it, or it's advised in the Bible to not participate in that, it's for a reason. And I think this is something that needs to be discussed for sure, because it's kind of the same as being told, oh my gosh, don't eat McDonald's, it's bad for you. But you don't really feel like you have a deep reason why, so you just keep on eating it because what's it to you? Yeah, this is bad for me, but like, what's the deep reason why? So in the example that I just gave, the reason why is because why? We're going to have soul ties. There's no such thing. I made a TikTok about this. There's no such thing as being intimate with someone, sharing your naked body with them, and going on about your day. And I don't want to hear about the exceptions to the rules, the people talking to me about the modern people. I don't care. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about this. From a spiritual sense, a biblical sense, this is why it matters, because it creates soul ties. There is no such thing as any woman wanting to give her body up to someone and whatever, I'm just going to move on with my life because I just want to have fun. No, that's not a real thing. And if you think that it is, then why is it that you have the culture of women saying, make sure you're getting this from them, make sure you're getting that from them, in more of a transactional sort of way, not as it pertains to dating, which is what I say, like dating men that are providers, things like that, but more in a transactional sense of, oh, if he's going to be doing this, then you better make sure at least you're getting that. Yeah, that's not going to make you live a happy life, but sure, like do whatever you want. Like I said, it's just God's way of warning us to not get hurt. If you are lying, you're going to do what? You're going to lose people's trust. If you are judging people, you're going to be met with shame. That's just how it is. And when I thought about it from this perspective, I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes a lot of sense. That is the reason why we are told to not do these things. Because what the spirits that attach itself to these decisions, sins pretty much, is what we are trying to be protected against, essentially. Now, that's not to condemn people that have engaged in any of these things. That is not at all where I'm going with this. Because at the end of the day, people change. And that's the beautiful thing about life. That's the beautiful thing about redemption and being saved in general. What matters is knowing these things and actually putting action behind doing better. People don't realize that these spirits and these actions, they have cousins and they make you do other things. It's always come one, come all. You open the door for one, there's a million more to follow. And let me just say this. The only way that you can truly get to know yourself, you know, we talk about, and I've definitely talked about, power and really recognizing that in yourself. And in general, in the world, we try on and try out so many other belief systems and things like that. But it's interesting to me because not that many people just try Jesus. And if they have and they move on to something else, that's how I know that it wasn't really a deep thing. It wasn't a relationship, because there's no way that you can have a relationship and with Jesus and move on to something else. It's not possible. And that's not up for debate. So when I mention this, it's because when we are directed in a certain path and we are trying to discover who we are, we want to do it through so many different outlets and things, namely people. We want to figure out who we are from people. And yeah, some people can help lead us and point us in the right direction. But in order for us to discover who we are so that whoever we encounter, they're not convincing us of who we are, you have to have a relationship, a spiritual relationship. That's what makes you a powerful person. That level of security in your life, it can only be explained or understood through experience. And that is the absolute best way that I can articulate it. So I want this to be encouragement for those of you that or maybe feeling like you're at your wit's end, this year definitely has challenged you, try God. Like, genuinely give it a try. You give everything else a try. You work out. You got the therapist. You read all the books. But there's still something that feels like it's missing. I would advise you to try that. And don't worry about people trying to bring up your past. I mean, truly, it's one of like the ugliest things that people can do. And people only bring up your past and they reminisce on things because they can't align with your future. So yeah, they're going to be stuck on what was and what you used to do, all these different things. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about them, because at the end of the day, you're here, they're there. They're talking about what was, but they can't relate to what is. People that can only relate to who you were and not who you are not meant to be in your life. You get with it or you get lost. That's what it is at the end of the day. If you are being the best that you could be, you're meeting people with love and people are not receptive to that. Oh, girl, you don't want to do what we used to do. Da, da, da. No, I don't. That's it. And it's interesting. It's like people want to be like, oh, you're so boring. Like, oh, don't worry about that. Worry about your peace. Don't let people rob you of your peace. Don't let situations and involve yourself in situations that cost you your peace, because everything costs something. Everything costs something. And this is why those two TikToks I made about divine separation and the cost of thinking that the ends justify the means and they don't is going to cost you a lot. Your sanity, your soul, your peace, your well-being. Nothing is worth that. By thinking, oh, let me entertain this situation. For what? For why? If you're truly healed, you don't even find it in you to want to entertain. It's not even amusing to you. You're getting left on red. I'm not attracted to this dynamic. This does not work in any capacity for me. There's nothing that I want in this at all. I don't want to have banter with this person or engage or entertain this situation. That's it. So let, however you once lived, this is a part of being a Christian, being a person of faith, and having a testimony, is that people like to shame people all the time and scare them into not walking into their purpose. People have lived all types of lives and have completely redeemed themselves and changed their entire lives around. Don't let whatever you used to do or whoever you used to hang out with, don't let that stop you from changing and from wanting better for yourself, or letting it scare you into feeling like, oh, I don't want to start this because I don't know if I can sustain it. Don't worry about that. Just go and worry about the rest later. Everything else is going to fall in line. But people love bringing up the past because they're stuck there. They're stuck there. People love trying, you know, to make up lies and things like that because they don't understand you. And that's fine. Everything that is done to you is already done to them. And it's going to happen. It's going to be like that for them tenfold. And it absolutely does pay to be a person of integrity, to be a person of faith. You move different. You can't even explain it. You don't go low when people go low. You don't match people's energy when it's negative. I don't believe in that. That's not a thing. I'm not matching your energy. I'm missing your energy. I'm not engaging with your energy. I'm not exchanging your energy. I'm not taking on whatever spirit you got going on. It won't happen, okay? Not over here, not in this house. Think about that. Everything is spiritual. Do not forget that. So I hope you angels have enjoyed this episode. And DM me on Instagram. Let me know what you think. Follow me on TikTok. I don't know if you guys know my TikTok, but yes, I do have a TikTok. And my TikTok name is Aisha.Christina. You can find the link for this in my bio on my Instagram. You can book a consult with me. I did change my telephone consults. I made them longer just because the 10-minute consults I was doing, I was getting so many out the wazoo, and none of them ever lasted 10 minutes. They were all 30 minutes or longer. So I did extend the time for you guys to have that option. So make sure you guys check that out. Every single thing you guys need to know is going to be in the show notes, as well as on my Instagram or in my Instagram bio as well. So with that being said, my beautiful angels, I love you so much. And I will speak to you guys in my next episode. Mwah.